It's time for the Gizwiz with Mads Maddest Rider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1978, recorded Thursday, March 7th, 2024. TikTok, time to mock. On this episode of the Gizwiz, Dickie D reveals his what the heck was it, plus he has a brand new what the heck is it, and I have a brand new theme for my crappy corner. All next on the Gizwiz!
It's the same old show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Gizwiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs, growing glowing LEDs. Get ready for the Gizwiz now.
Now! And here he is, our gadget reporter, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Diggy D?
I am doing good, sir. And you?
Doing great. Doing good.
Excellent, excellent. Are you still loving your Vision Pro?
I am. I am still spatially computing whenever I get the chance.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I like it. I thought that the Vision Pro would be easier and to take outside of the house, but I still have not seen anyone else. Like I haven't seen enough articles or like photos or anyone else wear a Vision Pro outside of like their, you know, I haven't seen any of them at all in the wild, you know? And so I don't want to take it to like Starbucks or like,
Let me ask you this. If you have to fly somewhere, will you wear it on the airplane?
I might, yeah. Probably the airplane, I'd go ahead and break. I'd do it. I'd take it out and wear it. Because the airplane is a long enough experience where I really would rather be in virtual reality than sitting on the plane, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather be completely
immersed. But aren't your arms going to be moving all about?
Not really, because...
Not really. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I think that that's why Apple really focused on the eye tracking part of it, is because you really don't have to be grabbing and moving your hands. It's kind of natural to kind of hold your hand out and reach at stuff that you're clicking at, but you don't have to. And so I can, if like, say I want to drag, I mean, mostly just, you do have to kind of use a bit of movement to drag forward or backward in space, but... Typically, you're just clicking. So I can look at something and click really, you know, my hand could be almost anywhere.
Okay.
And I can click. So far it's been great. It's been doing good. So cannot complain about the Vision Pro.
Excellent.
Anything else new with you?
Boy, no, we just had a fun thing at the Museum of Natural History. They had a members' night where they had a planetarium show just for members, and it was live, and the people putting it on were kind of joking around. And they had foodie things and some snack things, so it was great fun. It's kind of fun to roam through part of the museum when it's like just 100 people. So
yes,
yeah. So that
you
was
you have
great
the whole
fun.
Place to yourself. It's like
yeah, exactly.
You're going to make your own night at the museum.
Yes,
going on.
Yeah, exactly. But I didn't want to roam into like the insect room where they have, just in case some of them were not totally dead.
When I was on, you know, when I was younger, I think, gosh, museums were like the things that like my parents took us to all the time. That was like the, you know, you go to a new place, aim for a museum and check it out. So, same situation as y'all were growing up, or what did you do on vacation?
No, we had school trips.
Oh,
my parents weren't big on. Taking me anywhere. We had a house in the country, which everybody thought was miraculous, but I hated it. I mean, in the summer it was okay, but we went up there all winter long, and there was no running water in the house.
What?
I had a red wagon and dozens of jars, and I would have to walk 3 blocks to a neighbor who had a well.
No way.
Yeah, it was terrible.
And all winter, y'all would be there.
Every weekend.
And it was your job to get the water, sounds like.
To get the water so that we could flush the toilet and cook.
I'm surprised you had a toilet if you didn't have running water.
Well, once the house was heated, the water would not refreeze, and you could put it in the toilet and then flush it.
Ah.
But then when you left, you had to drain it. I had never understood my father's fixation with thinking that was great.
That you could drain it.
Yeah, exactly. It was near Jeff Adams, Neckong, New Jersey, a tiny little village. Man. In New Jersey.
Man, oh man.
Anyway.
That's fun. That's very rustic. Holy moly. That's like,
yeah,
you're camping. Yeah. I mean, you're not even like.
No, you're surviving. Right. The summer was fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there was a clubhouse, and every year I would say, can I put on a show? And they would say, do something. People are bored. So I had a lot of fun putting on shows and having game events and stuff in the clubhouse. So that was good. But in the winter, it was like nobody there.
Yeah. It's like the off season.
Yeah. The off season.
Because nobody could flush their toilets. That was pretty obvious why you'd leave and not be there in the winter. That's funny. Yeah. Okay, so let's get started with some gadgets.
Let's jump in. Okay, let's do the first What the Heck Is It? Here we go.
It's What the Heck Is It time. Dennis has not seen this gadget, nor have you. I even left the name on. What the heck is it?
It looks like an alarm bell or like a...
Oh, that's a good guess.
Like a school.
A trainer?
Like time to go to the next class.
Oh, a toilet seat for babies. Okay. No.
A cooker,
now.
No smoke detector, no.
What on earth? Is it?
An electronic bug killer?
Well, we'll give you that.
Oh, good.
It's actually a camping light with an unbelievable difference, okay? So it has several... I don't know why you need sunset blinking. That's kind of bright and brighter yet. And then off. But, and this is so you can hang it from the tent pole or a tree.
That's cool.
Okay. But this is the bizarre thing is a camping.
What?
Let me turn it on.
Music box?
Where's it going?
It's like a music box.
What is
it's
what is it?
Is that string LEDs?
Yes.
What?
Is this weird?
What do you want to put on a camp show?
Is this a riot?
That is so funny. Is it retractable?
I hope it is.
Oh. No.
Let me just show you because when you go I think when you go camping, the thing you most want to do
it's pretty though.
Is outline your tent. In lights.
That is crazy.
So this is a camping light with 32.8 feet of LEDs.
Isn't that
five mode LED lights.
This is actually the coolest thing I've ever seen.
You love both those.
Yeah, I do.
It is really neat.
That is crazy.
You know, maybe it fade in and out.
Maybe it blinking would scare bugs away.
Oh, maybe. Or maybe the bugs will
say, bears and things like
that.
Bears and snakes.
Although, I think bugs are not supposed to be attracted to yellow. I'm not sure. Anyway, I thought that when I saw this, I thought, oh my gosh.
That's a riot.
I've got to buy this.
That is
crazy. I mean, even as a non-camping light, you could use it for decorations to holidays.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you can. Yeah. You know what? If you were having a birthday party for the kids in the park or something, even if it wasn't dark out, this would be fun just hang
that's
up.
Great.
Yeah. And it retracts in theory by taking the hanging part and turning it in the direction of the arrow to
it's working. Yeah.
Rewind.
Does that wire seem like it get tangled easily?
White too.
You know what? It didn't.
That's great.
I'm just watching the video myself, and I wasn't even
fading,
stretching it out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The lights stay yellow, even though the camping
light. You can have white light on that.
White.
But the string lights are always yellow.
There are two sets of lights in here.
That's very cute.
That's it. Does it have a name? No, just camping string lights. And they were $24. And they got 58 ratings, 4.6. People like them. And yes, USB-C.
Amazing.
Comes with a little charging cable, little LED light down there that's red, and you plug it in with the little cable until it lights up green, and then it's charged.
I love that.
It suddenly dawned on me to add just a little bit more to show you when it's dark out. These are pretty neat.
I am so impressed with those. Because
isn't it great?
What I'm thinking of is, so my first thought was, it'd be so cool to put that actually inside of the tent, because whenever it's nighttime and I turn on, you know, a light in the tent, I always have an issue that because it's just one singular light, there are so many shadows everywhere. It's actually really hard to like see things to put on. You know, if you're trying to put on your socks and it's nighttime or whatever, you know, the shadows are just so harsh. So you pull that, you know, 36 long thing out and you string it along the inside of the tent.
Oh, that would be great.
And then that soft glow would light everywhere. You wouldn't have any shadows. And it's okay if it's nice and dim because you're camping. There's no lights around. Your eyes are going to adjust to that dim light and I think make it, I actually like that it's dim because I think that, you know, your eyes could adjust a bit easier to light. I like this a lot.
Yeah, no, I do too. So it's a 1500 milliamp battery. String lights can stay on steady for 7.5 hours. Oh, did it go up in price? Oh, it did.
There is a 20%
off. Oh, no, it went up in price, but now there's a 20% off coupon. And if you have everything on, it'll last up to 3 hours. If you have the bright, the white light and the string lights. But you can also just run it off for an external battery charger.
Wow, it's waterproof.
Yeah.
That is so
cool.
It's,
It's IPX4, which is, you can get it wet, but you can't submerge it.
Yeah. I love that it's rechargeable with USB-C because I feel like I wouldn't feel guilty for just turning it on and just like leaving it on. And then I could just recharge it whenever I need, where if it was like disposable batteries or AA batteries.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Hello, Waffles. Hello, kitty cat.
that was great. It's a fun gadget.
I'm just impressed. I had never seen anything like it. And I think
Me either. Sometimes when I have nothing to do, I just roam through Amazon.
Yeah.
And find
stuff.
That
is a cool one. That is a really cool one. Because either on the inside or the outside, I think you could make a really cool ambiance at your campsite if you want to do it on the outside or actually practically use it on the inside. It does look like it is less expensive because I'm not signed into Prime. I see that. So look, because I'm just not signed in, it's still $23.99.
Oh, okay.
Prime, and it looks like you get 20% on top of that.
Oh,
so, you might get 20% on top of that. So that is the
boy.
That
is that's the, very good.
Yeah, definitely.
Very good.
Very cool. Very, very cool. That is a neat one.
Okay, another gadget that might be cool.
It's been a long time since I heard about, read about, or have seen a sunrise clock.
Okay.
And then I saw one on Amazon. It's a Sound Machine sunrise alarm clock. And what's also amazing about it, it has a name you can pronounce, Zerain.
Wow.
Z-E-R-A-I-N. Okay. And there was deal of the day. I think it might have been $15 off or $20 off, something. 4.2 stars, only 63 people bought. Always looking for something a little different. Okay. So let us see what it is, what it's like. Oh, you know what? This looks kind of interesting. This looks interesting.
So
already.
Transparent. I didn't realize that from the beginning.
Okay. So it doesn't, it uses AC via, I guess you can plug it through.
Good thing,
more and more USB-C. And to save time, I don't have to set anything up. I have this longish USB-C cable that comes out to my desk. Look, it has a charging port in the back.
It's 5 volts.
And this is
like
USB-C in.
That's nice if you wanted to charge a phone.
Two alarms. Yeah. Oh, well, look at this. You know, I like this already. Let me just turn this
off. Nice big printout, too.
You can set it to wake up to any color. You can set the night light for any color. And I do like the fact that this is kind of a, I'm just going to hit arbitrary buttons back here and see what happens. All right. All right. So that dims the clock. You know what I'll do? I will do something I hate to do, but I'll look at the instruction book and see how. Yeah, that's why it said kids.
Lullaby.
So you can also have a little bit of song.
It would put you to sleep for us to wake you up.
And also can do white noise. So I'll check the instruction book and then we'll come
back. All right, I've spent more than an hour with this clock. More like 90 minutes.
Wait.
Yeah. So not for someone with no patience, okay? So let's look down here.
It says, we'll count the buttons. One, two. We'll still count them. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Okay?
What?
The first instructions, there are 9 buttons.
That's the first one. Okay. There are 9 buttons on your clock.
All right. I finally figured it out. The 9th button is not a button.
Oh, my.
Okay? So, let me just see if I can lower this. Yeah. Okay. It's one of those deals that if you press it once, it does one thing. If you hold it, it does another.
Oh, no.
But what it does depends on what mode it's in the first place. So right now, I don't know what mode we're in, but I'm going to, these are sound effects. There are 8 sound effects. Okay. And you change them. Birds, brook, crickets, maybe a fire, more birds. I guess that's the brook, and then it goes off. There are 3 nursery tunes. The thing is, there is not one word in these instructions on how to set it to be the sunshine clock. All right, I'm done with you. Stop. Oh, those are the rain, birds, lullaby, good night, sunrise, fire, ocean, fan, cricket. All right, so we saw that. There is not one word about how to do the sunrise, sunset. Nothing. One reviewer said, the instructions are not for the clock that's in the box. Maybe they had the same thing. There is no way you can learn about the, the other thing is, and a lot of reviewers, they're right. You can't do anything on the clock. Like last night, I finally got the rainbow up and I'm thinking, oh, you know what? I'm just going to not return the clock. I'm not going to use it as a clock, but I'm just going to have it in the studio. Oh, that's almost it. Because I like the way it looks.
But if you accidentally, and the buttons are in the back. So if you go to reach for something and you accidentally touch it, it just will shut off or go into a different color. Anyway, but I think this is the favorite thing I've seen here. It's a practical and thoughtful gift, especially for kids, boys and girls, 10 to 16 years old.
Only.
I've never seen a more specific give it to a kid and go, wait a minute. When I'm 17,
yeah, this is, get
I'm
this
getting
out of
rid
here.
Of this. And then you give it to a 9-year-old and go, I don't understand this. Give it to me again next year when I'm 10.
That is so funny.
Anyway, yeah.
That seems like the most frustrating clock I've ever seen.
The design is neat, but I don't get it.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it being so frustrating to manage the instructions, the buttons, it's like just make a good... How hard is it to make a good user interface?
Yeah.
With a name on it. How hard is it? Yeah, not fun.
Like I said, I'm probably gonna get it to the rainbow thing and put it up on the shelf where I can't touch it, and I'll have one more effect at Disneyland.
It'll be the effect that makes the scene. I mean, I'm telling
exactly,
you.
Exactly. Has Scooter X found it for $9 yet?
No way. Here, let's see. Scooter X, scroll up. It doesn't look like it.
No. Okay. It doesn't look like
it. So here it is on Amazon. Yeah, I don't know about this one. I wish... here's what you wanted, the sunrise.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
How do you make that happen? That seems pretty frustrating. It's just not easy to use. Nine buttons, and you couldn't label any of them, so you can't figure out how to use it. Yeah. Also, why are clocks just so bad? It's always like some weird menu select, like, can we not just have like pluses and minuses for the hours and minutes? Like, it's always the weirdest, most convoluted way to get.
Yeah. I forget who said it. It was good. They said, Ranger Rick said it should have had a remote because then you don't have to touch the clock. It is really annoying that you're setting something and you set it, but you hit the clock and it changes to something else.
Absolutely. Anyway. This seems like it was a design in the worst user interface you could get.
Yes, exactly.
To put the unlabeled buttons behind the touch-sensitive bar seems a little... seems like torture.
Yeah.
It's like, what were you thinking? ScooterX did find an auction.
Oh.
It's not exactly the same, but it is inexpensive.
It's $7.27. Yeah.
Now, with shipping, it's still around $16 because of the shipping is $10.
Okay. Okay.
But,
I like that you can see through the clock. It was kind of interesting.
I agree. It was a neat look. It was a very neat look.
But, it's so funny when you said someone designed the clock and then gave it to someone else to said, make this clock do something. I remember when I bought my first big houseboat, a 34-foot houseboat, and I was talking to the mechanic, and I said, what do you do if you need to change something major like the oil pan? He said, cut the roof open, take all... I said, what? He said, I was talking to the... one of the architects, and he said, the design, we build a hull and we put all the machinery in, and then they turn it over to the design team who just builds over everything. They don't leave hatches where there should be hatches. He said, just pray nothing goes wrong.
Oh my God.
Because, I have a friend who's a mechanic. And he said, Dick, I got the most interesting job. They're going to pay me $10,000. The guy's oil pan froze under the engine, and the yard says, we have to cut the transom off your boat.
Oh, my gosh.
To get to what you need fixed.
The transom is the big middle.
The transom is the back of the boat.
The whole back of the boat.
They just get the whole boat where the name of the boat is. To get to the oil pans under the diesel engines.
Oh, my God.
And it took him, I don't know how he did it, a fraction of a day, a fraction of an inch every day. And he was able to raise the engine enough to hit the floor, but they could get the pan out. But the yard wanted $40,000.
Yeah.
To do it. Yeah. Yeah. So it's nice when engineers and designers design
come together
something.
And have a discussion. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Scooter X did find a much closer.
Very option. Good. Yes.
Even has,
but
like,
it's almost the same price.
Side.
Yeah.
It looks like their buttons are in the front. Look at that.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yes. And all on one side.
Yeah.
Spread out.
This is version 2.0. This is the second.
Yeah, exactly.
One.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's a good option. Okay.
Okay.
Very cool.
Yep. Gadgets for a kid.
Recently, before a Giz Fizz show, Dennis said, you should have a voice changer so you could pretend to be the announcer. And I thought, if only there was a place online you could order things. Okay. So I went over to Amazon and bought the Mini Explorer 5-in-1 voice changer.
That looks
with
fun.
With colorful lights. Amplifies your voice. Rechargeable. I could be an alien, a ghost, a robot, a monster, or use it as a mic. Ages 3 and up. So I qualify. And it was $20.
Interesting that they didn't have a cutoff date like the other one.
Yes, it is.
3 and up to 25 only.
Yeah.
Okay. It's got a camera in there, doesn't it? Wow, USB-C. Wow. That's good.
Yeah, three gadgets, all right, so three USB-Cs.
I'll plug it in
that
and
is
charge
impressive.
It. It looks pretty
times
neat.
Are changing.
And then we'll see how it does. This has a nice little light on the side. It was red, and now it is green. It's fully charged. And I used a big, long cable from under my desk to charge it. A USB-C. Okay, the voice changer. Amazing Voice FX megaphone lets you change your voice and become anybody you want to be.
As long as it's the six voices we have.
Yes.
Right. All right, connect the two parts together. We did that. Charge it. The light on the side will be red and turn green when fully charged. So it's, we saw green. Turn on the device. To turn on the device, hold the mic trigger until you hear a sound. The device will shut off automatically after 20 minutes of inactivity. There is a volume and echo. Each of the five buttons has an icon to show you what your voice will sound like.
I am here to tell you, Luke, I am not your father. I'm a distant cousin to your niece, Lily, on your mother's side.
I think kids are going to get a kick out of this. Let's do one more. I mean, we're talking $20.
Kids will love that one.
Yeah. Now this should just be my voice.
So loud!
All right, you know, for kids, Let me see. All right, $20. Well, you know, it did pretty decent. 428 ratings, 4.2 stars.
For $20, it's good. It's fun.
It's fun. Okay.
They tend to all sound very similar, but with sort of nuances.
And old nuances.
And old nuances. Yeah.
All right, it's kind of cute looking. I think kids will like it. It has a little carry strap. And I like the fact that it's USB-C. That's it.
I like it. I like the, I think it did a really good job of the little notification sounds when you like click the button.
Yeah, I think, like yes, that. Absolutely. You know, kids are going to think it's very cute, I think.
Yeah.
Although Dan said he got one at Five Below.
What? Is this right?
A voice
changer.
Is it $20
and a 50% coupon?
Oh my gosh.
Can I get this for $10?
Oh my, that wasn't there yesterday. Holy cow.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Folks, if you want a toy for a kid for a gift, $10.
Yeah. Yeah. So you got the alien, the ghost, the monster, and the robot. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. I have found you may have to push the button several times to hear the okay chime to say that the thing has shifted. But kids don't care about that. That's easy to do.
Yeah. That's great. That's awesome. Man, I can't believe how inexpensive that is. $20 starting price is good. And then,
yeah. $10.
Yeah, that's great. That's really great.
Now.
You know you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okay, dokie. We are back with a Crappy Corner segment. The patrons got to decide the theme, and the options were home office gadgets, time-saving gadgets, and eco-friendly gadgets.
Sadly, eco-friendly gadgets is going to be third.
Yeah, sadly.
And what are the other two? Home gadgets?
Home office gadgets and time-saving.
Our chat room, time saving.
Ooh, it was close.
Am I wrong?
It was not time saving. It was home office with 44%.
Oh my gosh.
Of the vote.
Okay.
Here we are, our wonderful patrons. Don't forget, if you're a patron, you can also suggest themes for next month's poll. And so if you have a theme that pops in your mind, feel free to suggest it in the comments of this month's Crappy Corner poll that just wrapped up, and then we'll see it next month. But so, yeah, home office gadgets.
Oh, that's good. I'm interested.
This will be a fun one. I have a home office. I think I said it in the video, too. A little preview of the video in just a second. But I got a home office. I've been a home officing for a very long time. So I have a few gadgets for y'all. And I recorded a video of one of my gadgets. Actually, I decided to do a gadget that I already owned. So I think this is a good one. Here we go.
Hey, Diggity! As you know, that we have learned that the gadget category is home office gadgets. And I, luckily, do have a home office. So I wanted to solve an issue that I recently had. That's because I have gotten into Stanley's, the 40-ounce tumbler that is taking over the world by storm. I really enjoy my Stanley. But one funny thing about this is it's actually so tall that it actually covers up my monitor if I like use this at my desk. So I was looking for a way to kind of get it off my desk, also make sure that it didn't like tip or fall. And so I found this little gadget. This is a cup holder, which you can add to the side of a desk. And this is actually a gadget that I got myself and I've really, really, really enjoyed. So first off, it is completely aluminum, which I really like. It's nice metal all around. I really like the construction of that. Obviously, you have a screw to clamp it on to your desk. You have the cup for the actual cup to sit into. There's a little cutout here if you have a mug with a handle. The bottom is rubberized, which is nice, so that when you set something down, it kind of deadens the sound and also is nice and grippy. And then the bottom actually has a swing out headphone holder. So this is rubberized on the top as well. You have these little sort of notches that I assume is for wires, but this can go on either side of a clamp, which is kind of nice that you can do that. On top of that, they also offer, or they give you a little screwdriver in the box. I have thrown away the box, but it was a simple little Amazon box. That screwdriver goes to these screws that are at the bottom of this cup. And so you can actually remove the cup holder part of it if you only want the headphone portion. So it's kind of like a feature that they mentioned. So this desk that we use for the Gizmos is actually kind of notorious because it's actually like a cabinet, so it doesn't go all the way through. So this is a great example of a desk that isn't like a complete just like surface, you know, something that has some cabinetry. As you can kind of see, it does, even with it not going all the way over, I still have enough room to really clamp this on nicely. And I've found that it only needing to really handle the cup, it's been nice and solid, very sturdy. I've always been very frustrated with clamp-on devices for like things like microphone holders and like lights and clamps like that. But this has been sturdy enough for just a straight drink to go into. And I haven't felt it move. I've been really, 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 honestly, super duper happy with it. On top of that, I've even kind of carried this around, and it can clamp onto other things as well. So it can obviously clamp onto a desk, but it could clamp onto a table or even a chair, like an armrest. Like if you have like a wooden armrest that's pretty flat, you can do that and add a cup holder to a chair, which is kind of fun. Oh, so all good. In all, I've actually really, really loved this tiny little crappy gadget, I've been using it around. So back to you guys.
There you go. Cup holder for your desk. I went ahead and installed it as we were playing the video. So now got my Stanley.
How much liquid is in that thing?
40 ounces, which it's embarrassing when you buy a 32 ounce cup from like, you know, McDonald's and you pour it in and it doesn't fill it. Because like 32 ounces is like the largest that you can get. And you're like, oh yeah, there's still room.
Oh my gosh. It's so funny because today at the gym, someone had one of those. And I said to the guy, how many ounces is that? And I said, and you drink that in a day? He said, I drink this twice a day filled.
Mm-hmm.
You too?
It is like, I used to be one of those people who had like a gallon, you know, thing I'd carry around because I wanted to drink about a gallon of water a day. This, you know, if I drink two of them, that's pretty close to a gallon of water.
Wow.
And so, it's almost like a goal. As long as it's water, maybe.
Yeah.
I'll do soda in one of them and then water in the next one. Pedialyte or any of the, like, the pouches or Mios or whatever. This is kind of becoming a Stanley review, but it is one of those vacuum insulated tumblers, so the ice in this stays forever. I mean, like, absolutely forever. And that's kind of what they're notorious for, is that they are so cold all the time. And so it can be like literally 24 hours. I'm like still enjoying a cold beverage. There.
Great.
So yeah.
And what does the cup holder sell for?
So the cup holder is $16.99, and they do have a large version too. So if you're someone who likes this, but you have like large coffee mugs all the time, a bigger version. So it's like wider and beefier. I haven't tried the large version. I only got the medium. But I really like that as an option for those people who have larger coffee mugs. I really, really, like I said in the review, ended up really liking it. It's been sturdy. It's been great. I like that it's all metal. I like the look of it being all black, and it's just done its job. And now, instead of having my, you know, Stanley, you know, what I used to do, imagine this is my desk and my monitor's right there. I'd put my Stanley down, and of course, it would be in the way. And so now, I can, you know, I typically would have it on the other side, but it's way out of the way of the monitor. It's not going to tip. It's not going to fall. And it's just great. So I really ended up liking it.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
If you want to just Google this specific one, it's the OKU, the OOKUU 2-in-1 desk cup holder. And there you go. Okay, with that, let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
All right, our video is from Frank Schneider, a.k.a. Mad Frank, who is in our chat room and often is. Hey, guys, here's a video for you, and here it is.
Hey, Dick. Hey, Chad.
Oh,
it's Mad Frank from the chat. He said you needed videos for gadgets, so I'm sending in a video. Today I'm reviewing the Smart Light Sound Machine G63, which I got off Temu.
That
I believe
cool.
Last week the State Department said Temu, however you say it, is the most dangerous app you can put on your phone after TikTok. Primary purpose of both of those are to be data mining for China. But you can't beat the deals at Temu. Whoever has the app knows what I'm talking about. Anyway, you can shop for gadgets on there. Basically, this is a Bluetooth speaker. Is what I bought it for, but the Bluetooth speaker is pretty crappy, if you can see it there. It's actually better to just use my iPhone 13.
I see that's on the bottom. I didn't notice it there first.
Much better. The features include a clock, which is stuck on 24-hour time, even though it says PM. You can see that.
Manual, oh,
by the way, is this. It's a quarter sheet of paper. I mean, obviously, a lot of it is self-explanatory, but I bought it because it looked like it had so many features. Besides the clock, it is and the speaker, it is a phone charger, wireless phone charger, of course. It's hard to get it situated on there in just the right spot. I guess that works as good as any other wireless
charger. Good thing about this.
It has controls on the front. They control the music on your phone if you're streaming through by Bluetooth from your phone. You can use the controls for that, and you can also use the controls if you insert a mini SD card. This is what it takes.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't actually have any music on this, so if I put it in, you can hear the startup noise for the card, but not any music. There it goes. Okay. Terrific. You put it in, and it just starts playing. That's also an auxiliary input on the back, so just a regular phone, you know, mini phone jack. Anyway, the most exciting thing about it seems to be the light. You can cycle through these different shades of color.
Oh, wow. That's almost like the thing. Wow.
So pretty cool. I guess you can see it reflecting off my face what the different colors are, because my face is not normally those colors.
Oh, yeah, it's I
prefer it off.
Pointed.
But,
yeah,
you know, if there's a party or something, hey, have it going in the corner of the room or whatever. Looks cool. Good enough for $4. Anyway, congratulations on 18 years.
Woo!
And hope you enjoyed the video.
That was great. Oh, my gosh.
That was great.
Amazing
Frank,
video.
That was super.
Yeah.
I asked him for a link, and he said he just found it in the Temu app.
Well,
and he didn't have
Scooter
a link,
X but, has come through because it
oh my
is
gosh.
Here on AliExpress for $4.10,
well,
and free shipping.
I could have swear that I heard Frank say $4 at the end of his video.
I think so.
Oh my gosh.
I think so. So it's on Temu and, you know, AliExpress also has one. But there it is. That is so funny. They make it look so much larger because they have like a tiny, teeny, tiny little phone on there. That is so funny. Yeah, the lights are definitely the coolest part.
Yeah.
It does look like a G.
It does.
I think someone in the chat said that is a great.
Oh, well, that's good.
Great clock. That was Empty Pockets said that. And then Jeff Adams said, G for garbage. That's well, great. What a unique gadget. That is.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So if you want to be like Frank and jump in, it was great. We asked last week for a video and it showed up and it's a fun video. A video about anything that includes a gadget, okay? Fun stuff like that video, a piece of crap that you hated, make a video about it. Get your frustration out. Something you love or our favorite technology of the past that is in your basement or in the attic or in a closet that you paid a lot of money for. It's couldn't possibly still be worth anything, but you can't throw it out because when you bought it, it was really something neat. Make a video 1 to 3 minutes and put it up on YouTube. There's a drop-down menu, click unlisted, and that way only people that you send the URL to will be able to watch it and send that to us. mail@gizwiz.tv, mail@gizwiz.tv, and we can use one for next week. So get going.
Get going. And
yeah,
and
just horizontal format. That's right. What we ask.
Right. Frank, also, thank you. That was a fantastic video. That was a very interesting gadget. Very interesting.
Yes.
With that, let's move on to the letter. We count the letters, your lovely letters. We count the Gizwiz letters now. Okie dokie.
Letter is from James Berrigan. It's long, so I shortened it a little for this. Hi, Dick and Chad. Some observations from your last show. The Bluetooth Infinity speaker, this thing that I showed on last week's show.
Oh, yeah, that one.
He said, yeah, and I had the word help written on it. He said, it would have been extra clever if you had written help backwards as if it was someone trapped inside the infinity space trying to get out. And he's right. Let me just see if I get this to light up. Yeah, you could. This is what that was. Is you write all the reflections. You write on the front in a neon, the thing, and in the back you can see the infinity wall. And then his second comment is about that faucet thing, Chad.
Oh, yeah.
Remember we had all these things about degrees of
yeah,
motion.
It was a 1,440 degree faucet. And they also had like weird, like the competitors had 1080 degree faucets and like, it seemed like it was resolutions. Anyway.
Okay, here's the answer. The degree value, I don't understand the answer, but here's the answer.
Okay, okay.
The degree value comes from multiplying the range of motion by the axis count of the device. Such as 360 degrees times four axes equals 1,440.
I see. So how many axes did we need? Four? Three?
Four. Four. Yeah, 360 degrees.
Okay.
And it can turn in four axes.
Let's count here. Okay, one. So this is 360. Okay. One. Two. Over here. Is this count? This does not go 360.
No.
Not enough.
No. Rather than axes, it would have been
there's
nice
another
if they
one.
Sent we got a little converter that you could use it.
We got another one. Here's another dimension. There we go. No, this is silly. That is funny though. I think that is correct. Is every little? I still don't know how they counted to four. Maybe the connection to the faucet, because it really should only, it really only has two pivot points. That is so funny.
Anyway, who knew that?
Yes.
Anyway,
thank you for.
Well, wait, we have one more thing. James says, here's a gadget I love, but it has been discontinued. Oh. It's the Penguin CD rack, and he sent a photo. And then listen to this. The model cited holds 360 DVD cases. It comes with enough parts to combine two of them to store 900 DVDs.
Oh, wow.
With ordering some spare parts and a Dremel cutting tool, I have 17 sections joined together, and I am storing 3,060 DVDs.
Wow.
Okay. James, G. James Berrigan.
Yeah, that's what we needed was, for the degrees, was just the DVDs. We 360 degrees, 360 DVDs.
Yeah.
That's all we needed. That is insane. That is so cool that you found a gadget that'll work for that. Like,
Well, to be clever enough to buy a bunch of them and somehow make them all go together to hold 3,000 DVDs. Mom. That is kind of amazing.
That is so cool. Yeah, that's frustrating.
Yeah, and this is currently unavailable.
So. Like, I can't expand my DVD collection because they stopped making the shelves. I invested in shelves. That stinks. Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you. Thanks for sending that over. That was
fun.
Awesome. Yeah, very fun. I want to say thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you guys so, so, so much for supporting our show. Congrats to y'all for getting little perks like being able to have your voices heard in the Crappy Corner theme. Thank you guys so, 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 so much for your support. If you like the Gizwiz, please consider giving back. Gizwiz.tv, click on the Patreon tab at the top of the website, and then there'll be a big old Patreon banner on that webpage or a tiny little PayPal link if you want to support via PayPal. Gizwiz.tv is our website where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. We will just update the website with the live stream so you can chat along with everybody and see it as we record it. And I recommend that you join the live stream and the chat room because fantastic group of folks in that chat room. They're absolutely amazing. Get to know them. Gizwiz.tv is where you can watch our previous episodes after the fact if we're not live. So head on over to Gizwiz.tv to watch the show. Head over to Gizwiz.biz where we get to find out what the heck was it? I'm so excited. Let me see. I need to
look at it again.
Scroll
and see
past the answer here. This is the new what the heck is it? I didn't see. I really think this is like a cup of some type. It reconnects to be more like a glass or something.
It is a pill bottle with a built-in pill crusher.
Oh.
Okay, a lot of people, I suspect a lot of people Googled it because they were, there you go. You put a pill on it, and then when you screw the cap down, maybe it doesn't even store pills. Maybe, it's just called the, yeah, it's the TheraCare pill crusher.
Oh my gosh.
A lot of people knew about it.
But
what we like best are the fun, cute things, and we can look at some of them. Here we go. Go up a little. A lot of lighthouse answers. Lighthouse for a miniature lighthouse. Lighthouse for ants.
Yeah.
A lot of people pencil sharpener. Solar lights you would put along a walkway. That's a possibility.
That's a good one.
I like the police siren light from the opening credits of The Naked Gun. a mini pepper grinder that could
be. That's a good one. I could see it just being a little just sitting on the table, a little pepper.
Yeah. I like a festive, dapper Frankenstein neck bolt that glows during the holiday season.
Those are his party bolts.
Yes. That's very good. That's very good. Replacement doorknob for old glass ones from the 20s. I like this too. It's a clear shot glass and it's red so you don't lose it. And it's clear so you can see when you need more. And this one, Chad, you won't get. It's either the chalice from the palace or the flagon with the dragon. It's from an old Danny Kaye movie where he says that a lot. And then another one of my favorites, a fire hydrant for a teacup chihuahua.
That's funny. That's actually very funny. That's great. Okay, so this is the new.
This is the new. What the heck is it?
The heck is it? And I hate to give it away in the first glance. Okay. These are obviously Siamese eggs.
God, that's so good. It's so close.
Joined together at the yolk. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
So if you think you know what these are, get a guess in 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.